Proclamation number 0602 of 2nd of October, 1938. Earthly dispositions. God's destiny. Distress and calamity. Everything goes the course of its destiny according to God's wisdom, and if the world believes to be able to act on its own authority, it will indeed do so as far as it is authorized to do so by free will. But this action will always have an effect on the individual according to God's will. Therefore, decrees can still be made, and yet these will only ever affect the human being if such is permitted by God, and thus he closely unites himself with the Father need never fear, for his protection will protect the earth's child from every evil. Only those people fall victim to the earthly orders who rebel against the divine Lord, because these have to ask for help against it from above by pressure and hardness on the part of man, and therefore those are also admitted although they do not find the approval of the divine Lord in themselves. The more the hustle and bustle of the world turns to earthly interests, the more shallow will people's thinking be, and the less will God oppose his will to the hustle and bustle of the world, which through compulsion and hardship plunges mankind into distress and misery. As long as the spirit of love does not rule on earth, no improvement can be achieved, and tribulation and hardship will be the only means to bring people to their senses and to direct them to faith in a true God of love. People try in every possible way to put themselves in possession of goods, because they regard these goods as the epitome of their striving on earth. And the more they drive the soul into the danger of losing itself completely, with all the distress of the soul, only one means is to be used, to come into the state of complete helplessness through great bodily distress, so that a glow of bright light may then shine on man in the darkest night, he may pursue it and, with good will, be completely enlightened. And so the divinity cannot protect you completely from physical misery and disaster until you reflect on yourselves, on your earthly task and on your relationship with the Heavenly Father. Remember these words in times of trouble and call to the Father. In his mercy, he will at all times hear the call from the depths and save you from all harm, if you are concerned not only about your physical well-being, but first about your spiritual well-being. For this alone the Father lets all suffering come upon you, but will also take it away from you when the soul has recognized and the earthly life is not of value to man, whereas he fears for his soul's salvation. Then the Father will intervene and let you come out of all hardship without harm, and you will bless the suffering that brought about your salvation from eternal death, and there will be no end to praise and thanksgiving to God. Amen.